Hey. Let's see what's been going on with me. I did start that job, and I kind of have, like, imposter syndrome or whatever about it. Like, I can't really figure out what I'm supposed to be doing, and it bothers me, and everybody keeps giving me so much praise. Like, oh my god, you're amazing. We're so happy to have you. I can't believe you did that, but it feels like everything that I'm doing is really super easy. So I'm trying to get into the Christmas spirit. So I got bored and I engineered like a charity event, and it couldn't have gone better if like an evil mastermind had planned it, but I still feel like I have no idea what I'm doing. So I'm still kind of freaking out about it. I don't want to give you guys too many details because I'm worried that you'll, like, I don't know, you have to be safe, but, it's going pretty well. I could use a little bit more money than what they're giving me, though. I got behind on my bills a little bit, and I'm trying to catch up, so I might get a second job for a while. If I can find one that works around the hours. Let's see. Just really want to get back into Christmas. I used to really love Christmas. Even when, like, I was in high school and I hated everything. Christmas is awesome. There's all those sparkling lights, and I like snow, and I like singing with big groups of people, and I like baking, and I like seeing my family, and I like traditions, and I like cuddles, and I like hot chocolate, and all that stuff. I love candy canes. I love peppermint anything. So you'd think that, but then I worked in retail for a while, and that just kind of kills your Christmas spirit. And I worked in a bakery, and working in a bakery at Christmas time really, really sucks. So I really want to get back into it, though, and I want to feel that Christmas spirit again. So, I've been listening to Christmas music. I like old Christmas music, like Burl Ives and Glenn Miller and Nat King Cole and stuff like that. And just as an aside, can we just forbid anyone else from covering commercially? Like, when you can do this in a show, you can do this, like, in public, you can do it for karaoke, but let's just forbid anyone else from commercially covering Santa Baby, because every cover I've ever heard of it has been awful. And we just need to leave it to Eartha Kitt, okay? Your Katy Perry's and your all that. No. You guys need to just fuck off and die. You're not Eartha Kitt, and you never will be. I don't know. I watched my favorite Christmas movie last weekend. It's a Wonderful Life. I'm sorry, I will never stop loving that movie. I know parts of it are a little, you know, cheesy and stuff, but, like, I love that it's a movie that, like, there's a girl in It's a Wonderful Life who's kind of a little bit of a, like, flirt, and she flirts with all the boys, and she's always trying to get the main character and stuff, and she's still a girl with a heart of gold, just because this fucking movie cannot, and she, you know, nobody ever is mean to her about it. They're just like, well, she's hot, and, you know, she likes what she likes, you know, like, the only people that are ever mean to her are the people in that one scene that are, you know, supposed to show, like, how rough and awful this city is, because people were grabbing her and throwing her out of a nightclub, and like, I don't know, like, this is a movie that can't even be mean to women who like a lot of sex in the 1940s. This is a movie where, like, I don't know, like, where everybody pulls together and works hard and looks out for each other, and I love all the little stupid jokes and the little dance scene where they fall into the pool, and I love the way that, like, George jokes with his mother and picks up stuff that was from earlier in the movie with his family and stuff, and I love that, like, people don't, like, there's just so much to that movie. Like, you can see all the times when George is like, I wonder if I'm not good enough for my wife. And his wife just keeps telling him, no, you're the only one for me, and you always were. And it's just, I can totally relate to that, because when I'm in a relationship, I'm totally like, you are so awesome! What are you doing here with me? We adopted a kitten temporarily because my friend has feline. My friend had a cat who had feline leukemia, and his cat died in October. And he can't have another cat for 6 months, but everyone is in love with this cat. Everyone wants this kitty. I don't mind not keeping him because he kind of is a little too mischievous, but he's a little love box. He's in here with me. If you hear any purring, it's him. And my cats have fleas, and I've been doing a lot of laundry and vacuuming stuff. Flea dips and flea spray and all that stuff to try to get rid of them. My one cat was pulling out his fur, but it's growing back now. I feel so bad about that. Like, you can't imagine how guilty I feel. I want to be a good kitty parent. Let's see. What else? I watched American Horror Story Hotel finally. It was awesome. Like, I can't even hate Lady Gaga now, just because that was pretty freaking cool. And I've been seeing someone, but, like, you ever have such strong chemistry with somebody that, like, every time you're around them, you just want to, like, touch them and make out with them and bite them and stuff, and you can't even tell if, like, you should be with them or anything. I don't know. He really does seem to like me, but I don't know. Whenever something seems like it's going well, I'm always worried that it's secretly going horribly wrong and I can't tell. He does know that I do recordings. He doesn't know which one is me. He doesn't mind. It doesn't bother him or anything. Everything is going pretty well, but I just feel kind of tired and shell-shocked lately. I need to get more exercise, I think. Like, I walk a lot. I take public transport and walk. I don't drive, so, I just, like, I know that I get some exercise, but I should get more. Maybe that would help me not feel so tired and drained sometimes. And I really would like to record more. I just haven't felt like it as much lately. Every time I think about it, I just don't. Like, I'll be sitting there, I should record something. And then I go and I'm trying to find a script and I'm overwhelmed. Or, like, I mean to do it and then I sit down and get into something else. Like, oh, there's a Reddit tab open. Or part of it is probably, do you use Pocket? I love Pocket. Pocket is great because it helps you, like, store tabs and store things. Like, if you're like, this is really cool and I want to read it again later or something. But it has this new thing on Chrome where you can, or like, it shows you things that a lot of people have saved, like articles and stuff. Whenever you open a new tab, that is killing my focus dead. I should probably, like, turn that feature off, but it's so cool. Like, I've read so many interesting things and found out so many interesting things. Sometimes it's kind of crap. Like, I'll pick it up and it's just, like, stupid news or, like, celebrity crap, and I just don't give a shit. But I just need to catch up a little bit financially, and then I think everything will be pretty good. I just haven't done as many recordings lately. But I do miss you guys, so I'll try to start again, okay? Be patient with me, but still, if the thing that made me want to do this was partially, like, I could do this and so many people listened, and that was really cool. So it's good to know that you're listening.